last time, we heard how Rod Schutze proposed to Tony Hoffman during their only moments alone together, riding behind Rod's dog team. Tony needed time to think. In her memoirs, she described her hesitation. Mushing back to the trading post, Tony's mind was buzzing. She believed it was the man's choice how he earned the family's living. If a woman did not want to be a soldier's wife, then don't marry a soldier. Could she be a trapper's wife? Was she flexible enough to adapt to life in the bush? How much time would Rod give her? She would like a couple of months to have time to write to her parents and to consider carefully the ramifications of acceptance. She was 19, Rod was 28. If she procrastinated long, he would be gone. Tony helped Gusti prepare supper. She ate and later tidied up the kitchen while Gusti put the little boys to bed. About 2 hours had elapsed since his proposal when Rod singled Tony out and said quietly, "Now you've had some time to think. What's your answer?" The rest of her life hung in the balance, to be decided by her simple yes or no. She looked into Rod's eyes for a long moment and responded, "The answer is yes." The date was March 17, 1924. Rod gave the news to the family. While he and Tony were pleased, the rest of the family was jubilant. Lothar beamed as he commented, "Tony, you remember I always said I couldn't marry both you and Gusti, so I'm glad you and Rod have made this decision." Rod stayed about another week. He and Tony went for long walks, shared ideas, learned a little more about one another. Before leaving, Rod asked Tony for a snapshot of her to take with him. Tony could scarcely believe the speed of the events she was now caught up in. She and Rod planned to meet in Barron's River later in the spring when Lothar and Gusti moved there. Rod returned to his trapping grounds for the spring trapping season, and Tony returned to Hanna, Alberta, traveling on the government boat from the fish hatchery on Sturgeon Bay and catching the lake boat, the Kenora, to Winnipeg, and later the train across the prairies. She enjoyed seeing her parents again, knowing very well that this could be the last visit for many years. Then once again, traveling by train, then on the Kenora, she joined Lothar and Gusti in Barron's River, Manitoba. Rod arrived in Barron's River late in the spring, and their wedding was delayed until the traveling missionary returned from his annual rounds of the outlying areas where he performed weddings and baptisms. Rod and Tony were married quietly on the 22nd of July, 1924. Fred Whiteway, a freighting companion of Rod's, had hoped for a big party and dance when Rod married and settled down. But the event was much more modest than he envisioned. In choosing a wife, Rod had looked for someone who would be prepared to go trapping with him, someone who would enjoy nature's solitude and be self-reliant in many ways. Although he had not seen Tony since she was 16 years of age, he was quite confident of the relationship. After 53 years of marriage, one day Tony asked Rod, "You had a special girl in mind, one that would enjoy trapping, life in the bush. Why did you choose me? How did you know it would work?" "Oh, I knew," and Rod smiled. Next week, we'll hear about Tony's introduction to northern Manitoba and a life on the trap lines. I'm Judith Hudson Beattie. Goodbye. Till next time.